In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God, Amen. Today is the 16th day of the blessed month of Tut. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where all sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. Today we celebrate the consecration. مش انتوا سامعيني؟ الميكروفون مش عشان الصوت يبقى عالي. الميكروفون علشان يبقى مسموع للناس. فأرجو من اللي يمثل اللي واقف قدام الميكروفون إنه ما يحطش بقه على الميكروفون. فايدة الميكروفون إن آخر ناس يسمعوا. لكن مش آخر ناس يتسوروا من الصوت العالي. فأرجو من المرات اللي جاية إن إحنا وإحنا بنستخدم الميكروفون نفهم إن ده علشان نوصل الصوت للي ورا مش عشان يضخم الصوت بزيادة. Today we celebrate the consecration of the centurions of the church resurrection in Jerusalem in the year 326 Anno Domini. In the 20th year of the reign of Emperor Constantine, and after the meeting of the Holy Council at Nicaea, the Saint Queen Helena told her son Constantine that she had vowed to go to Jerusalem to receive the blessings of the holy places and to search for the wood of the life-giving cross. He rejoiced at this, gave her much money, and sent her in the company of a large number of soldiers. When she arrived there and received the blessings of the holy places, she searched for the wood of the cross and found it after much toil. She praised it with great veneration and paid to it much reverence and honor. She commanded the building of the sanctuaries of the resurrection, Golgotha, Bethlehem, and the manger, and the manger, the upper room of Zion, Gethsemane, and other sanctuaries. Actually, they built at that time 14 churches in the 14 places that was known. It was the trip of our Lord Jesus Christ from the house of Herod to the house of Pilate, or in the way to crucify our Lord Jesus Christ. And in each station, they built a church, and every denomination of the whole churches all over the world took one of these churches. The Coptic Church has one just behind the stone of our Lord Jesus Christ, or the grave, and that they be inlaid with pearl and covered with gold and silver. There was in Jerusalem a saintly bishop who advised her not to do that, saying, "After a while, foreign people will come and seize this place and destroy it and take the precious stones and the silver and the gold, but it is preferable to construct the buildings well and give the remainder of the money to the poor and the needy." She accepted his advice, gave him the money, and set him in charge of the work. When she returned to her son and told him what she had done, he rejoiced and sent large sums of money and commanded to pay the workers their wages in full so they would not complain. When the building of the holy places was finished in the 30th year of the reign of Emperor Constantine, he sent vessels and precious vestments for the altars. He sent word to the Archbishop of Constantinople and St. Athanasius, Pope of Alexandria, to take their bishops and to go to Jerusalem, where they would meet the Archbishop of Antioch and the Bishop of Jerusalem to consecrate these altars. They carried there until the 16th of the month of Tut, when they consecrated all the altars that had been built. On the 17th day, they marched with the honorable cross around all the holy places where they worshipped God, offered the offerings, and venerated the cross and honored it. Then they returned to their chairs. May their prayers be with us to the last breath. Amen. On this day also the church commemorates the transfer of the relics of St. John Chrysostom of the Golden Mouth from the city of Comanda, where he departed in exile, to Constantinople 30 years. His biography and the commemoration of his departure is mentioned on the 17th day of Hathor, after 30 years of his departure. That was in the year 437 Anno Domini, during the reign of Emperor Theodosius II. His intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Yeah. Oh.